Today's daf in Masechet Menachot is daf Yud Dalet. We're holding in the Halakha Mishnah and daf Yud Gimel Amud Bet. Shachat Shnei Kvasim Lechol Echad Min Hachalot L'Mechar. Now we've been talking about issues that touched on the question of Chatzi Matir, and we wanted to make it clear in the Mishnah by opening up with the words of the first Mishnah, Moda Rabbi Yossi Bezeh, in a case where you have two matirins. You have a kometz and a typical mincha. You have a kometz plus levoina. Without the haktor of both, you are not going to be allowed to eat the shirai. So we said that even though it's only a chatzi matir, Rabbi Yossi is moda, that is true chorus, despite the fact that you only brought one of them. The question, however, is where the matir was called upon to be mefagel the other matir. That's where we had a machlokas, where according to Rabbi Yossi, a matir is not mefagel a matir. And according to Chachomim, even in that case, a matir could be mefagel a different matir. Now, that led into the question of the differences between matirim that are parallel matirim, such as the Kometz of the Levina, and matirim that are series matirim, such as the Dam for the Korban and the actual Zrika or the Hakrovas Emurim, for over there, they're actually require A to get to B to get to C. Here, we have a fascinating new issue, and that is we have identified a location where not only you have two matirin, but you have two separate nitorin. Now, usually, you may have two matirin, in the sense you have the kometz and the levaina, but the two matirin together are matir, one set of shirayim. We have two cases where we can actually split it up. We have two matirin, the shnei kivsei atzeret, that have two nitorin, shtei chalot. We have two matirin, the shnei bezichin, of levaina and lechem haponim, and we have two nitorin, in which we have two marachot, essentially, of the lechem haponim. Now, what's amazing is that this offers us all types of very exciting laboratory situations of trying to analyze both issues, whether one matir relates directly only to one of the nitarim, whether they can cross over. We talked already about the kivseyat, so we mentioned in passing, although we're going to get to it at the end, that one kevis could certainly not affect the other kevis, even if you would, by the kivseyat seret, even if you would hold that in this case, a matir can be mefagel a matir, the Rabbanon reminded that a matir can't be mefagel a matir when the two matir are two completely different entities that weren't in the Scottish Bekli together. So here we have a very, very ripe for investigation situation. So let's say you have the Shnei Kivsei Atzeret. You shech both kvasim to eat one of the chalot, or your makter both bezichin to eat one of the sidorim of the lechem haponim. What is the relationship of the other nitar to what happened to its mate? That's the first question. That's the easiest question, in a sense, to address. For the one nitar, correct. Not for the other one. So there, Rabbi Yossi says, Oto hachalav oto haseder shechishev alav pigu v'chayav in alav karet, v'asheni pasul v'en bo karet. So Rabbi Yossi says, in that case, the fact that they are two separate entities means that only the very thing that you had in mind to be the object of the pigul is affected by the pigul, but the other one is completely unaffected, except that it's usur, as we'll see later, that's because of a gezeira where it can't be separated in this fashion. But in this case, for all intents and purposes, there is no isur of pigul. The Chachamim Omrim, even though it was only part of the Nitar, it's Pigal, the Chayavan Alav Karet, both of them, Vzeh Vzeh. So if the question was the two Lechem, or the question is the two Sidorim, both of them are affected equally. Now that's basically something that we've always sort of taken for granted. If you're Mefagel, let's say the Zeva, then automatically you're Mefagel the Mincha. So we never looked at them as being different issues. But, I mean, that's because they have the same matir, perhaps. I mean, but since over here we have two separate matirin, maybe that makes them more separable. So let's take a look and see how far we're ready to go with the sheet of Rabbi Yossi. Says Rav Huna, look, the only way to figure the meaning of Rabbi Yossi is that anything that can be identified separately is viewed as a different entity. And if you have in mind only that issue, so then only that issue is affected. Therefore, if you imagine a case in a normal pigle, and you have two legs, let's say, or two thighs of the carbon, You do the shechita in order to be makriv, let's say, the right or the left. It doesn't matter. It has nothing to do with the chashivut. Then the other one will not be affected. That's the point. Wow, that's amazing. The question how far to go with this, the Rashba suggests maybe saying dafka in this case, because a thigh is, it's almost disconnected. It's got that one ball and socket connection, and then there's very little muscle connection that you see. Maybe that's the same thing as the Shnei Siddurim. But others suggest that even a kezayit, if it's a specific kezayit within the Beina, then only that kezayit. When do we say lechol kezayit? It's a kezayit. But if you have in mind this particular kezayit, then in a chinami, that would be only kezayit that would be affected. Perhaps Ravuna is willing to go that far. What's the logic of this, my taima? I say it's either a simple svara, or it may in fact be based on a pasuk. Consider that we have two sets of psulim when it comes to kodesh. We have virtual psulim that are dependent in your machshava, and we have actual psulim. Now, classic actual psul is tuma. If you're metame part of something, the other part doesn't become tame. I mean, unless, of course, it's communicated all with the tuma. But if you would separate the yerech and you'd be metame one yerech, is there a problem with the rest of the animal? Not at all. So if an actual psul is not communicated because one part of it is possible, to say the whole thing is possible, then why in the world would only a virtual psul be communicated? Therefore, it can't be worse. Lo adifa machshava. Machshava can't be more powerful than an actual maisa of making something tame. Let's say ilu itme chad ever. If only one of the organs of the animal was mitum'at. So, mi itme lekula, certainly nobody ever suggested that the entire thing becomes possible to eat because it's all tame since part of it is tame. So why would I think that the machshava is any different? Yeah, obviously, but that's because tumah spreads. I mean, that's a different issue. That's the nature of tumah, is that it's communicated. So the whole thing will be tumah. That's not a question. But assuming that you can isolate the tumah, obviously the only way you can isolate the tumah is by cutting it off, but that's logistic. So assuming you can isolate the tumah, then the fact that part is tumah has nothing to do with the rest of it. Certainly, machshava is not communicable, it doesn't spread. So you need to say that whatever is possible means the whole thing is possible. Why? Why look at it in that fashion and make it more chomer than the actuality of a psul? It's a remarkable way of looking at it. In other words, we've sort of taken for granted, for good reasons, because, I mean, all along we've been hinted to take it for granted this way, that the concept of pigul does not relate to the nitar at all. The concept of pigul involves an act and the object of the act. But the pigul that results from the combination of the act and the object of the act is a din in the korban. It's not that the machshava passels the object of the machshava. We never had such an idea. A korban as a whole is pigul if someone is mefagel. Period. Now, what consists of someone being mefagel? A machshava in one of the four avodot to eat or to be makriv a kezayit in the appropriate objects. That's all. That's the definition of pigul, but it has nothing to do with the object of pigul. We've suddenly made a whole new leap into a brand new idea we never considered before. That the machshava is what creates the psul in what you had the machshava on. Whoever heard of such a thing? That was not what pigul was about. You see what happened here. So therefore, Rav Huna is saying, look, but there's no other way to understand Rav Yossi. What would that mean? That we've got two separate siddurim, and therefore, because of that, if we were right, the way we were taifis pigul all along, that there's two separate, really three separate issues. There's what becomes usur in pigul, then there's what it is that you do to make pigul, and then what is the object of what you're doing when you make pigul. There's no connection between the three. If that's true, then the whole mission's crazy. How could Rabbi Yossi possibly have said, that challah is pigul? Does that make sense? That seder is pigul. It must be that we were wrong in that, at least a little bit of Rabbi Yossi. Once that's true, I can now say it's a svara. If pigul actually works on what it's aimed at, on its object, it can't be more than tuma. It's brilliant. Think about it. He's saying there's no way out of this. It sounds crazy, but that must be what Rav Yossi would say. That's why he's putting it this way. Look, you think this is the issue. Oh, Merhaya Rav Yossi, Pigul B'Yerach, sure you mean no Pigul B'Yerach so small. It's got to be that. So this would be the Svara. Now, it may be that he even has backing for this in a pasuk. And that is that the Torah says, V'hanefesh ha'ochelet mimenu. avonatisa. Why does it have to stress from it? What do you mean from it? Obviously, the it, whatever it is that we're dealing with, the nefesh who eats. If you're saying mimenu, what you're telling is mimenu v'lo v'chaviro. That if there is a way to define the object of the pigel, then that is what becomes pigel. And not anything else, even if it's made it up with something. There's another yerech, there's another seder. That's irrelevant. Eitvei Rav Nachman Ravuna. Ravuna, you know that this is a very drastic restatement of the whole nature of pigel. And you're claiming that this is what Rabbi Yossi holds. I want to show you that it can't be what Rabbi Yossi holds. There's got to be something else involved. Because it says like this, I'll take out the words v'chachamim omrim, which subvert the entire raya. There's no v'chachamim omrim. Now, it says in the Brayta, lo'olam ein bo karet ad sheyefagel b'shtehen b'kizayit. It says over here, there is no way to be mechayev karet in the lechem, shtei lechem. If your machshava was in one lechem or whatever, we'll have to make that clear, unless you were mefagel in both lechems, b'kizayit. Now that means only b'shtehem, yes, but not b'achat. Okay? Now let's first figure out who made this statement. Can it be that the Rabbanan made this statement? Obviously not. The whole point of the Rabbanan is zev zev pigel v'chayovan lafkaret. Even though you brought the entire matir to deal with one of the lechem, the other lechem also becomes pigel, according to Chachamim, because there's no relationship between the object of the pigel, or you want to say it's because it's all one thing, whatever you want to say. But it can't possibly be the Rabbanan. That's for sure, okay? So now it's pshita that it's rabios. Now, here is what I want you to think about. Bishlama. Yamit bishlama chad gufeyu. If you're going to tell me, note what it says over here. Bishtehen b'kesayit. What that means, bishtehen, meaning, in total, between the two of them, you have a kesayit. That's what bishtehen means. Doesn't say b'kol echad mehem b'kesayit, but in both of them b'kesayit. Now, you can't have it both ways. If you believe that we can isolate out one challah from the other challah, or one seder from another seder, fine, then I understand that it can be mitztarev, you see. But if you're going to tell it, so then mishum ochim mitztarev. If you are willing to go so far as to say that we will look at even elements of the same unit as being separated, then how could you be mitzarev two things that are not the same unit? I mean, that's crazy. You're ready to tell me that even in a case where you have shtei yerechot that are literally part of the same body, you're telling me that if I'm a fagel in A, I wasn't causing any pigel in B. So what good would an Eruv Machshavas do of things that are really and truly separated? I mean, obviously you're not going to be able to put them together. You've got two completely isolated Sidorim, two completely isolated Chalas. And you're going to tell me, well, because I had in mind a half a Zayat to this and a half a Zayat to that, now they became one. I mean, does this make sense? When you're telling me that two Yerechot on the same body are two? Two separate units become one. What sense is there in that? How could they be mitzarev just because you're thinking about it? If the issue is that even one body is really two separate units, then your machshava shouldn't make any difference if there are literally two bodies. Say, yam retrei gufininu mi mitzarfe? Well, says Ravuna, I mean, yes, this is very impressive, except that you're wrong about identifying who this is going according to. It's not going according to Rabbi Yossi. This happens to be the sheet of Rebbe, and I will show you that Rebbe indeed is consistent with this bride, the Tanya. Hashochet et hakeves le'echol chatzi zayit b'chalazo v'chein chaveiro le'echol chatzi zayit b'chalazo. Rebbe says, and here again, I said, we have this brilliant, rich mind to dig out here, and that is we have two matirim and two nitarim. There are two kvasim and there are two chalot. This is a very rare situation. We got cases of two matirim, but then there's only one nitar. Cases of two nitarim, but there's only one matir. But here, this is great. So now we've got two matirim and two nitarim. Says Rebbe, let's say you're shochet one keves with the das to eat a chatzi zayit from chala A. And then you're shochet keves B of the kivsei atzeret to eat a chatzi zayit of chala B. Rebbe Omer, I say that this is entirely kosher. Not only is it not pigel, it's not even possible. It's entirely kosher. Omer ani shazeh kasher. In this case, there is no way to be mitzarif these two chatzi zaitim. Now, think about this, says Ravuna. The only reason that Rebbe is saying that it's kosher is because he did this through separating out chetzi chetzi, right? I'm going to eat only a chetzi zayit for this, a chetzi this, a zayit of this. But suppose he hadn't done it that way. Suppose he was ma'arev both chalot in his mind, and he said, when he shechted each one of these kvasim, he said, I have in mind to eat a chetzi zayit of A and a chetzi zayit of B. Then he shechts the next kvas, and he says, I have in mind to shecht eat a chetzi zayit of A and a chetzi zayit of B. Then it's clear, since Rebbe sets up this elaborate case in which you separate out the matirin and the nitarin, that the only reason that he's saying that it's kosher is because he separated out both the matir and the nitar. But suppose you would have been makriv both of the kvasim, then you would have been able to be mitzariv, the chatzi zayit from one challah, and the chatzi zayit from another challah. So do we have a very reasonable shita that says precisely this? So why are you asking me? I'm coming to give you the svar in Rabbi Yossi. I tell you that Rabbi Yossi, the only way to understand Rabbi Yossi is that he has a different tfisa of how pigul works, and that the matir is an actual pigam machshava in the item that it was thinking about, and that if you've got two separately identifiable pieces, even if it's the same animal, he wouldn't have held that the whole animal becomes pigul. See, you've got your mind focused on the issue of whether it's all the same thing. I'm telling you that that's not the point. It's not a logistical thing that it's different. It's that pigul works in a different way than you think it works. That's what I'm trying to prove to you. And I back this contention with the pasuk of Mimenu. How else do you learn Mimenu? What does Mimenu mean? So here you're telling me, oh, wait a minute, but it says over here, you can be mitzarev a chatzi zayit of chala A and a chatzi zayit of chala B. Yes, yes, there's a third shita. There's a shita of Rebbe. I'm not talking about Rebbe. So you tell me then, Ravuna. Rebbe holds according to which general approach? I mean, what's his tvisa when he's saying over here, we said, eno chayev ad shifagel bishtehen bekezayit. Right? Both of them. That's what you're saying is now going to leave it to Rebbe. This is what you said. Explain to me what his approach is. Rebbe, I'll leave it to mine. Is Rebbe following the shita of the Rabbanan, who hold that you can be mefagel in the whole thing, even if you're mefagel in one of them? So then if he held of that, so then it would be exactly the same, even if you weren't mitzarif, the two chalot in your makshava. What would be wrong with making one challah and the other one automatically following? Isn't that what the Rabbanan just said in our Mishnah? If you're mefago one challah, they both challahs become posel, which is the way we always think about pigul. Why in the world would he be talking about you need to mix the two challahs? What do I need to mix the two challahs for? I could have my entire machshava and say in my mind, but the other challah should be kosher v'yosher, would make no difference. It's either all pigul or nothing pigul. So it can't be going on leave it the general sheet of the Rabbanan. Therefore, the only choice is, so there would be afilu bi'achat me'am nami. Ella, you're going to tell me that it's going aliba de Rabbi Yossi. No, so then we're back where we started from. Sahadra kasha l'duchta. I'm telling you that bishleim, if you're willing to accept that yirechot are certainly one issue, then you can say there's a way to be mitzarev to chalot, even though they're separate. But if you're telling me that even in the same body, I can't be mitzarev a thought from one to another, so how could I turn two separate, physically separated objects into one object by pretending that they're one, by being mitzarif a piece of one to a piece of the other? So you haven't helped. We're back where we started from. Ella, I'll tell you, Leolam, it is going Aliba de Rabbanan. What was your problem with it being Aliba de Rabbanan? That it would be true even if it was one challah, the other one would be affected. And therefore, why mention both challahs? You know what? You got a little mixed up between masculine and feminine. The correct girsa here should not have been achivagel bishtehen. It should have been achivagel bishnehen. And it was a reference to the two kvasim. Not to the object, the chalot, but rather you have to be able to be mefagel with both of the matirin. So there when it says achi fagel bishnehen, and it's saying that unless you utilize even both of these kvasim, even, so in other words, you shechted both kvasim, almanat to eat a kezayit, not a chatzi zayit from the chalot, almanat to eat a kezayit, either from one challah, from two challahs, that's not my point. All my point is that if you had a makshava on one keves, then you didn't have a makshava in both batirin, then you can't be mafagel. That's all we're talking about over here. We're not even addressing the issue of the mitpagel. We're addressing the issue of the mifagel, the matir. They're just coming to say if you weren't addressing pigul with both kvasim, then you didn't create pigel. You simply mixed up the girsa. And we weren't talking about the lechem, which is feminine, the challah, which is feminine. We're talking about the keves, which is masculine. And the correct word was shneim, not shteim. So, but in that case, even if you're a mefagel in one of the chalot, of course you would be. The whole thing would become pigel. That's at the point. Afilu biachat meyem. The issue over here is the question of mefagel b'chatzi matir. And the point is to be lafuki ben Rabbi Meir. Rabbi Meir said that the din is that mefaglim b'chatzi matir. And therefore, and we said that really Rabbi Yezu was mode. And that the halacha would be that even if you have in the makshava only in one keves and not in the other keves, or in the kemetz and not in the levena, to eat a nitar, whatever the case is, in this case, I don't care if it's one challah, two challahs, zero for that zero. The point is, kamash malan, that a mefagli mechatzi matir. So kamash malan delo. Okay, so I am isolating out. Your focus here was the nitar. I focus on the matir with a simple change of a tof to a nun. Instead of saying b'shteyen, it's b'shneyen. Now, therefore, we've thrown this out of consideration because it's irrelevant to our sugya. We weren't discussing the question of matirin. We were discussing the question of what's affected in the nitarin. Says the Gemara, that doesn't work either because of the language. When you say the word le'olam, there's no way that you could mitzaref it unless it's b'shneihem. What do you mean never? What is that word le'olam? My le'olam. What are you telling me? You can never have a situation unless you're mechashev whatever it is, shteihem. I don't care. But what does le'olam mean? It's coming to say something dramatic, but I want to throw out everything essentially. Therefore, I want to tell you that if you would understand the way I understood this, that it's going on Libra de Rabbi Yossi. So if you're going to learn that it includes both, shteihem, that's the point, lo'olam. So that lamaisa, you're going to need now a tziruf of both batirin and a tziruf of both nitarin. Oh, wow, baby. Now that's what I call a lo'olam. Meaning you can all get out of here. Rabbi Meir can get out of here with his chatzi matir jazz. The Rabbanan can get out of here with their chatzi nitir jazz. You can never get anything unless you go all the way with both of them. You'll need both matirin, you'll need both nitarin. The drama of the Le'olam has to be telling me something. Therefore, it's telling me, look, it's across the board. Whenever you have two issues, the two issues need to cross each other. You need both Matir, you need both Nitorin. Therefore, it's coming Lafuke, both Rabbi Meir and the Rabbanan. Rabbi Meir holds Mefagel Bechatzi Matir, and the Rabbanan holds that you can be Mefagel the entire thing with one of the Lechem, or one of the Siddurim, or obviously one of the Rechaim. So then it's coming lafik min Rabbi Meir min Rabbanan ka'ati. That would explain why you use the language of lo'olam. Hainu diktama, quote, lo'olam, unquote. But if you're telling me that it's going aliba de Rabbanan, and all it's coming to say is, well, you're not mefagel b'chatzi matir, so you have to be mefagel with both kvasi. So say so. What's this drama? What is this here? What are you, drama queen, lo'olam? Just say, no, you need both matirin. Thank you. I mean, obviously, you're trying to address a broader issue over here. And that's the whole point. I mean, we've got ourselves a great case in which there's so many elements that need to be taken into consideration. If you want to make a statement about, let me tell you a rule about a great case like this. You'll never get anywhere unless you take both ends into consideration. The double matirin and the double nitarin. Ha! What do you say about that? Now you guys can all get together and argue. So the Rabbanim will say, no, it's true you need both matirin, but you don't need both nitarin. No, says Rabbi Meir, it's true that you need the two matirin. You don't need the two matirin. Maybe you do need the two. You guys fight it out. I'm telling you, it'll never happen. So it makes sense, right? But like this, it makes no sense at all. If you're telling me it's the Rabbanan, it's only coming to tell me something rather prosaic. Well, what's this? Oh, I'm jazz. Furthermore, okay, so therefore your alternative, Rabbi Yossi, Rebbe as an alternative and not to Rabbi Yossi, it's ridiculous. But that doesn't fit the language. That's number one. Number two, I got another problem for you, Ravuna. Ravashi already pointed out that approach doesn't make sense. Separating out the two Yirei Chaim and saying that's the equivalent of two Chalot. All right, so first of all, it doesn't make sense because if two Yirei Chaim are separate, two Chalot can't be brought together. Secondly, Ravashi, read this. Rebbe Omer Mishum Rebbe Yossi, just to make sure that we don't have any confusion about that. We're going Aliban Rebbe Yossi. Pigel, Bedover, Anasa, Bachutz. If you went ahead and you were doing Aveda. Now here we're talking about the Aveda of the Parnas Irim on Yom HaKippurim that have some things that are done inside and some things that are done outside. So here we have a remarkable new rule of Pigel, is that if you mix and match, now this is a whole new issue, does the Machsheves HaPigel need to be not only a relationship of the Mater to the Niter, but need to be the type of Mater that takes place outside to a Niter that takes place outside, or an act at least that takes place outside, or a Mater that takes place inside to the type of thing that takes place inside? But you can't mix and match your Pigel to have, for instance, during the Shechita, in order to do the Hazoya Hadam, which is in the Heichal, the Shechita is outside. Your machshava in the world outside doesn't affect the actualities of objects in a different universe inside the other mefitzos. And vice versa. If you're inside and you have a machshava, okay, I'm going to do this rikas adam in order to, what, yishofech the shirayim outside. That's a different world. The machshava in the world inside doesn't even enter an object in the world outside. This was something we never thought about in terms of the relationship of matir to nitar. On Yom Kippur.
What's the nitar?
Whatever it is, the dam. I need to do the shvit in order to be zarek the dam, in order to be shefek the dam. The azayas the dam is inside. The shvichas is inside. We're going to give examples in a minute. Don't worry about it. The bride itself will bring examples. I just brought you a couple of things.
No, I promise. Again, it's my lack of knowledge.
Okay, but now it'll become clear. So therefore, you need to know that pigav adover nasa b'chutz, and you go ahead now for something that's nasa b'fnim, you're not going to be mefaga. So if you're sitting there out inside, you're piga b'dover anase b'chutz, or piga b'dover anase b'fnim, with the opposite, lo piga. Let me just give you an example. Ketza. Let's say you're oimed b'chutz. You're about to do the shechit, and you do proclaim, I do hereby do the shechita, al menat la'azot midamo l'machar. I'm going to do the hazayas hadam outside of the right mechitza, time-wise. Now, of course, the hazayas hadam is done inside of the heichal, and you are currently standing outside of the heichal, lo pigel, no effect. Machshava b'chutz, b'dover anase b'fnim, forget it, doesn't have any impact. Let's say you're oimed b'fnim, and you're about to do the hazoya. So you say, okay, I am about to be mazeh inside here, towards the parochet, let's say, almanat laktir emurin l'machar. I'm going to bring the emurim on the mizbeach outside of the correct time. Now, of course, the emurim are brought on the mizbeach outside. Or I'll be shofech the shirayim, which is also done on the mizbeach outside. And I'm going to do this l'mocha. Doesn't make any difference. Why? Because it's a machshava bifnim on an act that is achieved in a different universe. It's a non-scientific statement. You're not in that universe. It doesn't have any impact on anything that's there. You just infer that there's such a universe. So that's not really pigel. But if you are eimed b'chutz, and you're saying, okay, I am doing the shechita in order to pour out the shirayim tomorrow, or in order to be makter the emurim tomorrow. Now you're talking, baby. That's what I call a pigel. Because there you have a makshava b'chutz in a dover naaseh b'chutz. Now, sounds very nice, okay? Everything very sweet. This is going according to Rabbi Yossi. I only have one minor problem. Rav Huna, you claimed, watch how I do this, oh man, talking of checkmate, you didn't even hear at the beginning, you don't even appreciate the beauty of it. But you said, Rav Huna, that according to Rav Yossi, there is a unique relationship between what it is that you're acting upon with your machshava and what becomes usur for pigel, right? It's not like pigel on one thing affects the carbon as a whole. Pigel is an actual pagam in the thing you're thinking about. That's what you said, Rav Huna. You said, if I'm thinking about doing something to Yerech A, then Yerech A is affected, but not Yerech B. So the thought of what I'm doing is not just a way to make pigel, it's the thought that makes the pigel about that thing. Right? That was the whole idea, all Kiddush of Rav Huna. Okay, now I like this. So now let me ask you just a small question. The example that was given is that you're doing the Shechita B'chutz in order to be Shofech the Shirayim. Okay, and it's pigel. Okay, and your Chayav Kar is for eating the, yes, eating the what? What were you mefaga? Eating the Shirayim, I assume. There's only one problem. The Shiore Hadam are dumb, and dumb can't become pigel. Now what do you say about that? So if dam can't become pigel, as we'll see in a moment, how the heck could you say that there's pigel by having a machshava on the dam without admitting to the fact that pigel affects the carbon and not the object of the machshava? The whole thing is crazy, your approach. Brilliant. I love it. When a plan comes together. It annoys me.
It's only because Dom can never be consumed by a human being.
No, we're going to get to the problem, okay? So, if Gulei Mai, what exactly do you want to be Mefargo, my dear Ravuna, according to Rabbi Yossi, which this is all going according to? Let's think about this for a moment. I mean, is it leave Gulei Dom? There's one small problem with that, and that is Dom Mimivgal. By the way, what would be the meaning of being mefagel to dam? That even though there's a chiyav on achilat dam anyway, but you would have to bring two korbanot chatat. One for being over the yisr of karet on achilat dam, and one for being over the yisr karet for achilat pigel. What's so bad about that? There's nothing wrong with the thought that you'll be mefagel to dam, except for the mission that we're about to learn. Vatnan. Eilu devarim she'in chayavin alayem mishum pigel. The following things, you're not chayav on pigel. And the rule, by the way, of the following things is quite simple. Anything which is itself a matir, but doesn't require anything to be matir, it obviously can't be the object of pigel. The point of pigel is that the matir makes the impact on the nitar. Fine. Now, what do these things include? The komets. There's nothing else that's matir, the komets. The levaina. Nothing else is matir, the levaina. We saw before, they're not programmed in series. Okay. The Ketores. Bring the Ketores straight up. You don't have to bring anything instead. Minchas Koning. The whole thing is put on the Mizbeach. So it's all basically the same as the Komets. Minchas Nesachim. The whole thing is put on the Mizbeach. Bring the Zevach. Minchas Koin Mashiach. The Adam. Oops. The Adam. How do you like that? So there's no way to make Pigel in the Dam. Very nice. Elapshita. So I'll tell you what Pigel is. It's like everybody else knows in this world except you, Ravuna. And that is the Basar is Pigel, obviously. Because when you make a carbon Pigel, I don't care how you made it Pigel, but it's the carbon that becomes Pigel. Not the object of the Machshav that becomes Pigel. So of course it's referring to the same Pigel that appears everywhere else in the world. The Basar is Pigel. Now, for God's sake, over here, you didn't even think about the bus. All you were thinking about was the dam. And by thinking about the dam, you created pigel and the carbon, and the busser is pigel. You're trying to tell me that if you think about one thigh, that the other thigh isn't pigel? I mean, that's absolute absurdity. There's no connection at all between the busser and the dam. They're two completely different sets. And nonetheless, you call it pigel. So, ma'at of the lochash of like a busser gufe at all. In this case, where there was never a thought about the busser, nonetheless, we have to admit that Amar Rabbi Yossi, it became pigel. So in this case, where you're thinking about the Yerach Yamin, and you're claiming that you can't be mefagel of the Yerach Shasmol? I mean, the Hakat HaChashubi, the Zevach Gufa, you're thinking about the Zevach itself. Lo, Koshikin, the pigel of the Yerach Yamin, pigel of the Yerach Shasmol? Okay, that's number two. Number three. And I'm not giving you a chance to answer because I know there's no answer. I just want to batter you with one to the right, one to the left. Now another one coming. Watch out for that. Watch out for that. It's coming right up under your chin, the od. Amaravina Tashma. Yeah, the uppercut. That's what I was looking for. Tashma. Hakomets et hamincha lechol shiareha. Olaktir komtsa lamachar. Look at our Mishnah. I mean, it's always nice. I know you've got a lot of beautiful rayas and so on. Look at the opening words of the Mishnah in the second parak of Minachot. You may find them very instructive. It says over here that Rabbi Yossi is moda in a case where you're mocked mir kaimetz and mincha to eat the shiraim, or to be mocked here the kaimetz tomorrow. Rabbi Yossi is moda that it's pigel and chayavin alav karet. Now, let me hear that again. You were Kometz the mincha with the thought to be maktir the kometz. Okay, so then the object of the pigel was the kometz. Uh-oh, big problem. You can't do that because according to, you could do it, and it's sure pigel, but according to you, it's a pigel that doesn't affect anything. Because if you are going to eat the kometz, we just had that in the list of things that can't be mitpagel. Forget about the dam. The kometz is exactly the same as the dam. There's no matir of the kometz. And therefore, if you eat a kometz that is pigel, there's no chiyav. So what exactly is the pigel? Moda Rabbi Yossi b'zu, shepigel, v'chayav an alav kores. Alav, meaning what? What's the alav that you chayav karet on? Laktir komtsa, livkule mai. What is it that is the pigel? Ilen livkule ha kometz? Yeah, surely you're not suggesting that by eating some of the kometz, you're going to be chayav karet. Because we just learned a Mishnah, kometz v'nifka, how could you make a kometz itself pigel? Vatnan, elu devarim she'in chayavin aleihem mishum pigel hakometz, etc., etc., etc. Ela pshita, liv gulei shirayim. Oh, my goodness, shirayim. Gosh, you were never thinking about Shiraim. How do you like that? I guess if you think about one thing, it affects the whole darn carbon. So in this case, Ma'atam lo kashibu b'shiraim gufe. If in this case, where you didn't even give a thought to the Shiraim, Rabbi Yossi is moda in our Mishnah, that the whole thing is pigel, but in a case we've got a right leg and a left leg, there, it's not all pigel. This makes sense to you. So can we effectively forget about Rav Huna? Thank you. Let's move on. Ela am Rav Yochanan. I'm going to tell you the reasoning of Rav Yossi. And the fact is that it is a very unique situation. The situation of the Shnei Kvasim and the Shtei Alechem. And obviously, pigel you mean, pigel b'smol. Of course. Obviously, you would be mefagel. Who ever heard of such a thing? The point is, And even if you're mafago in the dam, you're mafago the busser. The reason that Rabbi Yossi made his comment bedavka legabe chalot is because of a chiddush in the Torah. Remember, what I have to come to explain is, why is it that Rabbi Yossi would hold that if I'm mafago one of the chalot, the other chal is mutter, but if I'm mitzarif chatzazayit from one or chatzazayit from other, then it's usser. That's the innate contradiction here. Either we view this thing as one thing, or we view it as two things. If we're viewing it as one thing, so then in the same way that the dam can be mefago the entire baser, then you have to be mefago both chalas. If you're telling me, no, actually there's a unique relationship of each mater to each chala, and so then how can you be mitzaref them? They're two different issues. This is the innate problem in Rabbi Yossi that Rav Huna did not succeed in addressing, and that I am going to have to address, because I'm claiming that obviously Rabbi Yossi would never have said anything so ridiculous. If he's ready to say that the dam is mefago the entire baser, he's clearly going to say that the baser is mefago the entire baser. You can't have a kavana for one thigh and not the other thigh. Both thighs are going to be affected. That's for sure. Then why do I say that the lechem is both two things and one thing? Now, how could something both be not affected and yet mitzuraf? I'm going to show you an absolutely ingenious explanation of why this is true. The fact is that the lechem exists in Schrodinger's box. Yes, the Torah defines these two lechem. How could you not have known? The Torah defines the lechem as being in superimposed states, is both two and one until somebody looks. That's the point. And I'm going to show you this from the pasuk. Take a look at this. Hakatuv, Haina time to Rabbi Yossi, is Hakatuv asa'an guf echad, v'hakatuv asa'an shnei gufim. Look, the Torah keeps insisting that, you know, these might be particles, they might be waves, you never know. So on the one hand, they're guf echad, because the Torah insists that they're both are needed in order for either of them to exist, because it keeps calling them shtayim, shnei esronim, and they need sola tihiena. Now that is ikuva. Remember, that's that old existence word. Sola tihiena. That means that the way that I define it is that they must be a unit of shtayim, shtei esronim. You either have both or you don't have either. Okay, so it's got to be both. Now, on the other hand, that very pasuk keeps insisting, while it's telling you that they're both one issue, calling them two. Now, how, if you're trying to tell me that they're one issue, why do you keep insisting that they be shtayim? And what we learn out from there in actual halacha, shtayim means you have to make each one separately. You can't take a big container and make yourself a nice dough and now make two challahs out of that dough. No, that's possible. You have to bring one mincha in one container and do the lisha and the aricha as if it were a unique mincha, just like make any other mincha. And then you have to take another container, the same idea, do the lisha and the aricha as if it's another mincha mafe tanur. Make two challahs. So then either it's two or it's one. I mean, you're telling me I look at them together, tiyena, or I look at them as shtayim. Which one is it? It depends on what you're thinking. That's the point. Therefore, it's coming to tell me. It's on the one hand, let's see it inside. Hakatuv asa an guf echad, because they're ma'akvi adadi. We view them as being one unit. Without both of them, there's nothing. On the other hand, it makes them two, because the Amar Achman of the Torah insists, halachuda avida v'halachuda avida. They must be made separately as if they're two menachot. Therefore, I tell you, it's all a question of how you look at it, you see. If arvinu, so if in your mind you have a chatzizayit of one and a chatzizayit of the other, and you're putting them together in your mind as if they're one lechem, well, then you've decided to collapse the wave function into one. Because after all, the Torah gave you that, right? But if palgino, if in your mind you related to them separately, so you had in mind to be mefago just one lechem, and we say to you, just one lechem. Oh, yes, indeed, just one lechem. But are they not two? No, actually, are they not one unit? No, the Torah, hakatuva san shnei gufim. And therefore, it leaves it up to you. So now I have identified exactly what Rabbi Yossi was saying. If you wanted to make them two as one by bringing a chatzizayit of one and a chatzizayit of the other, the Torah gave you that possibility by calling them one unit. If, on the other hand, you insist and say, no, I only have in mind that one of these lechem should be pigel, says Rabbi Yossi, well, the Torah said it's Schrodinger's box. You can decide that it's two. So I did so decide. And therefore, it's not guf echad. Yeah, so wonderful. A stupid question. All right, a stupid question coming up from Richie.
What kind of person and what are the motives of somebody thinking of a pigle, a pigle? I mean, somebody who is doing the service is obviously involved in it. If he doesn't want to do it, he just throws off his cone and coat, and he goes out and he becomes a storekeeper.
Exactly who you want to ask an answer from to this sugya. And I am going to ask our president, who is unfortunately a victim of...
Give it to him, Mr. President. Explain how these things happen.
I mean, you have to be so knowledgeable in all the ins and outs, and, you know, a theoretical physicist.
Okay, all right, Richie. Let me give it to you.
Is it the case of somebody...
No, I got the answer. Without aliens.
Is it the case of somebody who says... Don't think about candy. You know,
don't think about candy.
You know, in the middle of everything, he thinks, I shouldn't think about anything. I mean, who thinks of Pigo? What is it all about?
Now, I got a great solution. You know that neighbor on your roof who built that thing?
Yeah.
And who destroyed your roof after your beautiful shiputz that cost so much money?
Yeah, yeah. Well,
and the guy, well, I know. But just think. Yeah. Just think. You're a Kohen.
Yeah.
And this guy just bought a $500,000 carbon.
As a toda. As a toda for having finished this one.
We can move on now to a question that Rabbi Yochanan raises about what the din would be about other similar cases where we have multiple gufim. We don't have multiple matirim, but we have multiple gufim that are really and truly separate. Now, the astonishingly separate thing is where they're made differently. You've got four different types of lachmi toda. I mean, these lechem, the shtei lechem, may be looked at as being different, but they're essentially made the same. But the lachme toda, you have four different types. So if you were mefagel in lachme toda, would we consider all of them to be all four minim? You would just pigo in one of these minim. So let's say you had in mind the chometz. Would all of the three types of matzah also be? Or you had in mind the ones that were very oily. Would that be mefagel all the other ones? And so on and so forth. Ma, what about over there? How about in mincha ma'afeh? Now, the truth is, this is a little bit of a tricky question that he's asking. Normally, the types of mincha that are called ma'afet tanur, you'll recall, are split into two different classes. There's the rikikin, and then there's the chalot. The chalot are the Sephardi matzahs, and the rikikin are the Ashkenazi matzahs. There is a sheet, as we'll see later on, according to Rabbi Shimon, that you could actually split between the two and have mixed marriages. So you could have five of the there's 10 units in the ma'afet tanur. Five of them could be Kikin, and five of them could be matzah. I mean, imagine that at your Seder. And the question is, would doing one of them as pickle affect the other one, or because they're so not only identifiable as different goof, but their mamash made in different ways, what would be then over there? Ma'u. Tonle reftaf lifa mi ma'arava v'chein ataomer belachmei toda. Same machloket that we have over here about whether you would be acting upon the entire neter, you would find exactly the same thing with the lachmei toda. And v'cheinata omer b'minchat ma'afa, according to Rabbi Shimon, who agrees, who holds that you could have five and five. Tana Rabbanan, b'sha'at shchita chishev lechol chatzi zayet, u'b'sha'at zrika chishev lechol chatzi zayet, pigul. B'nei sheshchita u'zrika mitztarfim. Now there's a completely new issue that we have to consider. And that is there such a thing as a tziruf of two of the acts which are part of the direction of the matir? So let's say you have a half of a machsheva spigel in the time of the shechita, and the time of the zrikas hadam, and you have a machsheva to eat another chatzi zayit lemocher. So now, can you put together a machsheva b'shat shechita and a machsheva b'shat zrika to be metzarif to chatzi zayit? Other tzirufim we spoke about, but here we're talking about tzirufim in different acts. The question of different matirim to be metzarif we spoke about, but here you're talking about different types of avodot. The din is, says the Braita, it's mitzarif to pigul. Why? Because shechita and zrika are mitzarifim. Now some say that the meaning of that is that dafka shechita and zrika are mitzarifim. Ikinia mishchita zrika, because both of them, the tarvayu matirin. The point is that shechita is first mekadesh the dam. So it's the equivalent of putting the mincha into the container. And the zrika is also, it's matir the basar. But kabbalah v'holacha, which are not matirin, maybe they will not be mitztarif at all. Kabbalah is not matir because it's only the beginning of the process of the zrika, basically. V'ikri amri, and others say on the contrary. If even the shechita and the zrika, which are two ends of the spectrum, one of which begins the heter, and the other one which ends it is mitztarif. So kol shekein hani d'mekarvan. Certainly, the ones like Kabbalah v'Holacha, since they are avedes that are in fact mefagli, and what's the nafkamina, whether they are the completion of a particular matir, and therefore they would for sure be able to be mefagel because they're literally one after the other, and it makes sense to be mitzarif a chatzi zayit with a chatzi zayit. Any? Ask the Gemara, is this logic true though? Because didn't Levi say that any of the four avodot are not mitztarfot lepigol? Arba avodot ein mitztarfot lepigol. This means all four of them, shechita, zrika, kabbalah, halacha, omar rava lo kasha. Indeed, that is a problem, except it references two completely different shitot. Where it says ein mitztarfot in Levi, that's going out libe de Rebbe. And where we were learning that the shechita zrika is mitztarif is aliba de rabbanan. Where do we see that there's a machlok? It's a tanya. Hashochet et akeves lechol chatzi zayit michalazo v'chein chaverot lechol chatzi zayit michalazo. You remember that we had it before the brayta, which Rebbe said each one of the kvasim that has in mind at the time of the shechita to eat a chatzi zayit, says Rebbe, I hold that not only is that not posel, it's even kosher. In other words, not only is it not a chiyuv karet, it's mamish kosher, because they are completely parallel avodot, and there's no connection between the two chatzi zaytim. And therefore, it follows that Rebbe would say the same thing about any of the four separate matirin being mitztarev. Now, that is by no means obvious. I mean, it's a completely separate issue, isn't it? Over there, it's not different acts, different types of matirin. It's different animals. Omele Abaye, now hold on a minute. What's the comparison between the case of being mitzarev shechita to zrika and the case of being mitzarif a chatzi zayit from one keves to a chatzi zayit from another keves? I mean, all that Rebbe was saying, points out Abaye to Rava, is ema de shamete la rabbi chatzi matir v'chatzi achila. It's not a because it's a different matir. It's because it's only a chatzi matir. Each keves is only part of what's necessary. But did you ever hear kulo matir, that both the zrika and the shchita should not be mitzarev, where it's a complete matir over there? Each one a chatzi zayit mishamatle. Did you ever hear such a thing that Rebbe would have argued in that case? So how do you make this dependent in the machlokes of chatzi zayit bezuv and chatzi zayit bezuv that they shouldn't be mitzarev because a chatzi zayit of one matir, which is a chatzi matir, is not mitzarev? Omale Rava Baruch Hanan la'abaye, that's not true. Because i'itle the Rebbe, kulo matir v'chatzi achila. If indeed Rebbe would have held the way you're claiming, that an entire matir, now let's say the shchita and the zrika, each one being now kuloi matir, that where you have half of an achila of each one, so you're saying that there he would hold that maybe in hachinami it would be mitzarev. If that were the case, why does he say, I hold it's kosher? Why doesn't he at least say, look, it's a gzera, ligzor chatzi matir v'chatzi achila, otu kulo matir v'chatzi achila? Every other example that we have throughout this sugya of someone who held that a particular case is not pigul, we didn't one time find a case where that person would say that it's actually kosher. They would say it's posel vein bo karet. Obviously, there's no such thing in the Torah. I mean, either it's pigul or it's not pigul. If it's not a makshevet pigul, so why is it pasul? Must be because there's a gezera. Obviously, it's a gezera because this is something that is similar to a case where it's pigul. So if you're telling me, see, Bishlama, the way Rava was explaining it, that HaRebbe V'HaRabbanan, so then it made sense. Rebbe was saying, look, this is Bichlal, not Shayach to Pigol. We will never be Mitzarev, a separate Matirim. I don't care if it's a Chatzi Matir, the whole Matir. We're not Mitzarev V'Chatzi Achila from different acts. You could be Mitzarev in one act. You could do the Shechita to eat a chatzi zayit of this and a chatzi zayit of that, but you can't do two separate acts and be mitzarev two separate objects of the act. So then I understand that Rebbe is saying, look, it's not similar to pigels. I hold it's kosher. It's not even pasul, you see. But if you're telling me what you're saying about it, that actually Rebbe would have held that it should be mitzarev different acts. And the only problem here is that each act itself is only a chatzi matir. At least let Rebbe be gozer. I mean, after all, everyone else was gozer. Rebbe Yossi was gozer. The Rabbanan were gozer. Where do we see that Rebbe Yossi was gozer? It's not. Lahaktir levonatah lemachar. Remember, that's the case in the Mishnah. He has in mind to bring the ketoret tomorrow. Says Rebbe Yossi, okay, ein matir mefagelet matir. So that is possible, but ein bo karet. The Chachamim say, it's pigul v'chayavin alav karet. Where did Rebbe Yossi get the idea that it's possible? Because it's similar to pigul. So they asked him in Rabbanan. And the Rabbanan also goes there. Look, how about this case? It's not. Pigel bekomets v'lo b'levona b'levona v'lo bekomets. This is a case of a chatzi matir. So Rebbe Meir omer pigul, and that's the approach that we were taking in our Mishnah, that you could be mafago b'chatzi matir, and you're chayov in alav karet, v'chachamim omrim ein bo karet, at shifagel b'chol amatir, ein bo karet, but it's certainly usher. So why would Rebbe say, bedafke, to go on a limb, and say, omer ani bezushu kasher, meaning you could even use it l'chatchila. Why is it kasher? I'll tell you. It's kasher because Rav is right. Because there's absolutely no way that this even looks like pigul, because even if it had been the entire matir, it also wouldn't have been mitzarev if it's a separate act. Omale says Abaye, ma pitam, it's absolutely not true. Hachi hashta, you, my friend, are focused on the gezera being because it looks naughty. That's not what the gezera is about, that it looks naughty. The gezera is to prevent you from becoming over the actual issue. So Bishlama, look, for sure, Rebbe Yossi is gozer. You know why Rebbe Yossi is gozer? Because he's gozer the kemetz of the Levena Otu kemitz de mincha. The reason that Rabbi Yossi says over there that I have to be gozer because of a matir, even though a matir cannot be mafagal a matir, but people will think that the problem over here is that the kemitz isn't mafagal. They're such lamdonim that they understand that the kemitz is mafagal la mincha, just not mafagal the levina. The difference between the shirayim and the levina, everybody understands. So over there, I have no choice, and I have to go ahead, and I have to make a gezeira, because it's easy to come from this very case and make a mistake. The rabbanan also need to be gezer, because what are they going to say? Well, you can't be mafagal with a chatzi matir, and therefore the kemitz alone will not be b'chayev karet. And what about if it's a minchat chote, where there's no levona, there's only the comments, so people will say, hey, listen, I was just there yesterday, somebody did kmitza, and they said it's kosher anyway, even though we did a kmitza to eat the shirayim lamachar. Not realizing that the carbon he's talking about today, the comments is the entire matter, because there's no levona on the minchat chote. And yesterday the mincha he was bringing was a minchat nedava, where there is a kemitz and levina. So of course they have to be gezer. What do you think? It's because it looks naughty? It's because it's easy to confuse. But in this case, explain to me how, if I'm matir this, somebody's going to come to be matir. Well, what are they going to come to be matir? How are you going to come to be utterly date pigal in this case? And by the way, I could prove it to you. I'll prove to you that this is what's being taken into consideration in the actual psak of the Rabbanan. So the Rabbanan, I'm saying, are Gazri Kemetz, Otu Kemetz, to Minchas Chote. And why are they Gezer? Iser on the Levina? I'll tell you why. There's a Mincha that only has Levina and doesn't have Kemetz. What Mincha is that? The Lechem Aponim. The Lechem Aponim has Levona that's Boim Bebezichim. So because it has Levina that's Boim Bebezichim, or the case of the Kvasim Nami, Keves Otu Keves Chaveiro, Bazach Atu Bezach Chaveiro, every single case that we brought up, where we said the Rabbanan said that it's osir, but it's not pigal. So the case of the Kemetz, there is a very similar case that is a Matir Sholem, namely, Michas Chayte. The case of the Levena, there's a case which is very similar, the Levena of the Lechem Aponim. The case of the Kivsei Atzeret, where the Rabbanan said if you shechted one of the kvasim to eat both lechems tomorrow, the halacha over there was ein bo karet, but it's possible. That's also because it's possible to find the case in which there would be, you have to be gezer one keves, because you might have two kvasim. I mean, after all, you're holding both kvasim. So if you shechter one keves, somebody may not think that the same thing is done both kvasim. And maybe the problem over here is that the kvasim are not mefagwin the lecha. Maybe that's the issue. Not being aware of the fact that there's an issue of chatzi matir. When we're talking about the case that the Rabbanit set up, echad min abizichim, lecho both of the sedor. So the Rabbanit said over there, it's possible. I mean, they didn't say possible, but it said in bokaret. Mashmah, it's possible, but in bokaret. Why is that? Because someone will think that the point is that you cannot be mefagel the lechem aponim with the lebezich levina. They're not going to realize it's because you only brought one lebezich levina. So in those cases, it's obvious that you need to make a gezera. And in fact, they do. And they said, look, we certainly are not going to be matir straight out. But why exactly do you believe that Rebbe should have said, well, it's at least usher? Can you tell me why it's at least usher? Because you think making something usher is the equivalent of waving your finger at somebody and saying, naughty, naughty. That's not the point. The point is, what could it lead you to? So, Elohacha, mi ika chatzi matir v'chatzi achila bi'alma, deleikum v'ligzara. Is there some case where a chatzi matir can be involved with a chatzi achila as part of a norm that we have to be? Is there such a thing? Where is there such a thing? Therefore, Rebbe says, in this case, I'm machshir entirely. Not because it's not, similar to pigel. It is similar to pigel, but so what? It's that similarity that bothers us.
Is this a cloud in Gezerah?
Not necessarily, but you can't come along and bring me a raya from the Rabbona and from Rabbi Yossi to say that therefore Rebbe should be Gezer. And by the way, Achinami Mistavra, I'm going to prove it to you, okay? I'm going to prove to you that this is the Rabbona and Sfora, and that it's not because of naughty, naughty. Because if you look into the Mishnah, you will see that unless the Mishnah is trying to tell us this halacha, there's a piece of the Mishnah that is absolutely trivial. The Mishnah continues on to say that even though the Chachamim, we didn't get to this part of the Mishnah, which is later on. Obviously, as we said, the way we printed up the Gemara was to separate the pieces of the Mishnah from the pieces of Gemara. But Lamaisa, the end of the Mishnah says that even though the Chachamim argue with Rabbi Meir, they hold Ein Mefaglim B'chatzi Matir, they're made him to Rabbi Meir with a Minchas Chayte and a Minchas Kanos that doesn't have Levaina. That if you were Pigo Bekemetz, that the whole thing is Pigo, and you're Chayav Alav Koret, Shakemetz Hu Amatir. Now, if ever there was a trivial statement, it's that one. I mean, can you imagine my telling you with a straight face, even though I hold Ein Mefagla B'chatzi Matir, but in a case where it isn't the Chatzi Matir, then it is Mefagla. I'll look at you like you're out of your mind. We weren't discussing a matir, obviously. What, you disagree with the concept of pigo? You said, in the fact that b'chatzi matir, but I agree if it was all matir. So the whole piece is embarrassingly trivial. Lomalila misna klal. What do I need to talk about this? Pshita. Go into a ganyala demon, they'll tell you this. There's only one possibility. I mean, in this case, there is no other matir. Mika matir chrina elallah. The one possibility is that the reason the Mishnah says this is to make you aware of why it is the Rabbanit said Ein Bo Karet. Why do we see Ein Bo Karet in the four cases that we used of Chatzi Matir? One of the Kvasim, one of the Bezichin, the case of the Kemetz without the Levena, Levena without the Kemetz. Why did we say it's us? Because we would be Maida in a case where it was the only Matir. Obviously we would be Maida. But that's the point, since it could easily be confused with a case where there was only one Matir. And you would mistakenly utilize our Svarav in Mefaglin Bechatzi Matir to be Matir completely because you think that maybe there's no connection between the Bezichin and the Lechem Aponim, or you would think there's no connection between the Keves and the Lechem, whatever the case is. Let me tell you something, buddy. This is why we need to answer it. So Memela, the Mishnah, has to speak that out to sensitize you not to ask questions on me. So miikamat el alava kamashvan. The time of the kremitz is mishum dika minchas chayte, the domila. So it's taking the first case and it's explaining. The only reason we said this is because there is a case which is very similar, in which case the kremitz would be the entire matir, and we want you to know that that indeed is the issue.